We had a work session a few weeks ago to discuss this with the commission. We as staff, including the city attorney, have concluded that, you know, this is a rather complex, confusing, difficult situation. So we would like the commission to opt out, which is the generic term, and until either the state comes up with their rules or a certain number of months, whichever comes first. And that vote won't take place until the next meeting, if in fact it gets through the meeting tonight to be scheduled. But the bottom line is that I don't think anybody that is against the dispensaries, and keep in mind, this is just the points of sale or the dispensaries. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can still use, possess, anything else that the law allows is still legal no matter what we do. But this lets us put into place the things we can, like zoning, relationship to schools, the number of facilities and things of that nature.
Multiple municipalities have already taken this pathway of opting out for now. That seems to be the general way, is they want to see what the state can come up with, correct?
That's pretty much it. Now, there are probably a few out there that will opt out forever and ever, but that's not our goal. I mean, we may opt out in the end, but our goal is to opt out now and ask the commission to bring it back either when the state comes out with their rules, or I'm thinking around the first part of December when the 12 months is up.
So what do you foresee happening in Marquette? Just to your thoughts on, as the city manager, with this particular issue.
Well, in the even when we opt out, staff is going to be working to come up with rules. We need to look at how we can zone these, because the law or the act allows us to zone this way. The act allows us to create distances from schools and daycares and things of that nature. It allows us to put into place the total number you can have in the community. We also have to come up with a permitting process, which is separate altogether from the state permitting process and things of that nature. So, I mean, It's not overly complex, but it's complex enough that we need time to deal with
it. It sounds like the general idea here is that there are still some unanswered questions that the city would be looking to have answered before making any formal decision.
Right. I mean, what we're worried about is that, you know, we can come up with our rules, but if they conflict with the state rules, we have to then change ours. So we'd like to have the state come up with their rules and make sure ours don't conflict. Kind of do it together, I guess.
If this was moved off the consent agenda, which is usually just sort of a one vote that it does multiple agenda issues, items, I should say, what then could it possibly slow down the process of scheduling the public hearing?
Well, it could. By taking it off the consent agenda allows the commission to discuss it at the meeting.
Okay.
And I think one of the advantages of doing that is to let the public know exactly if they do move it forward, why they're moving it forward, so that there isn't a lot of time spent explaining at the next meeting. It's a more of an activity to try to make it more transparent, more obvious. If they vote not to move it to the next meeting as a public hearing, then it's pretty much a dead issue. So we don't move ahead with any opt-out at all.